Testing alpha, beta, gamma. Tape log number CC0914142. File name Mexico. Heading Tenochtitlan Expedition. Subhead The Cross of Cortez. E. Meltzner, log keeper. That's me. Paragraph 1. Mexico has been called a land filled with wonder, excitement, and mystery. Having recently returned from that ancient and noble country, I am inclined to agree. However, I also found it to be a land of reflection, a place that causes one to pause and ponder the deeper things. But more on that later. Paragraph 2. Our adventure began 3 weeks past. Mr. John Avery Whittaker, my employer, comrade in science, and leader of the expedition, had been talking for months about traveling to the Central American region on a fact-finding tour for the Universal Press Foundation, publishers of the Universal Encyclopedia. So, I wasn't surprised when he received an unexpected package from the region.
From Mexico. Now, who do I know in Mexico?
More to the point, Mr. Whittaker, who do you know in Mexico who would stay in the Huevos Rancheros Hotel, room 117 DI?
DI?
You see, written right next to the room number. The sender's initials, perhaps?
Initials? No, it couldn't be.
Couldn't be who?
It is. It's from Dan Ysidro.
Oh, your missionary friend. But I thought his calling was farther south in Central America.
Well, so did I.
Then why would he possibly...
Well, if you'll just let me read the letter on top of the package here, Eugene, I might be able to tell you. Now, let's see. Dear Whit, hola from Mexico. I'm on a brief furlough and thought I'd spend it here.
Ah, well, that explains it.
Word has it you're planning a trip down this direction, just in case you were thinking of...
Pardon me, Mr. Whittaker, but how would he know that?
Well, I'm a member of his home church. He probably heard it through the grapevine.
Your church cultivates grapes?
That's a figure of speech, Eugene.
Oh.
I meant that someone at the church probably told him. Now, where was I? Oh. Just in case you were thinking of...
I have it. Perhaps you read about it in your church's newsletter. As I recall, they did publish a story on the trip in last month's edition, did they not?
Yes, they did. Just in case you were thinking
of... So the grapevine expression, though charmingly quaint, is highly inaccurate.
Eugene.
Yes, sir?
You don't mind if I finish reading this letter now, do you?
Oh, not at all, Mr. Whittaker.
Just in case you were thinking of backing out of the trip, ha-ha, don't ask, Eugene. You'll find enclosed something to whet your curiosity. Please bring it with you and don't let it out of your possession or your sight. Contact me at this hotel when you arrive. See you soon, Dan.
Don't let it out of your possession? Must be something of great value.
Well, it feels like paper or parchment of some sort. Look at this.
It appears to be some sort of map.
Yes, and a very old one. The question is, map to what? Oh, there aren't any recognizable borders that I can see.
Indeed, and the symbols and language are all written in Spanish.
I haven't spoken Spanish since my classes in high school. How about you?
I possess a rudimentary knowledge, marginal at best, I'm afraid. I'm much better at French and Greek.
Do you recognize anything?
Well, wait, actually I do. Not from Spanish, but from geographic history.
What is it?
Well, here, you see this?
Well, it looks like an island.
Precisely. And if I'm not mistaken, this is the ancient island city of Tenochtitlan, the capital of the Aztec world.
Aztec? Isn't that also modern-day Mexico City?
Well, yes, it is. Does that mean anything?
Well, only that this is definitely a map of southern Mexico.
What is it?
Some of my high school Spanish is coming back to me. You see this?
It looks like two volcanoes.
Read what's written across them.
Corazón del Diablo, translated...
Heart of the Devil. Look what's drawn under it.
It's a cross. Well, what does all this mean, Mr. Whittaker?
I think it means we're in for one great trip south of the border, Eugene.
A trip south of the border? Wow! Whit and Eugene are going to Mexico! Hey, I wonder what this map business is all about. And why did Dan Ysidro have it in the first place? Do you think it leads to gold? Or maybe a fabulous treasure? Find out when our adventure and odyssey continues in uno momento. That means in just a moment. And now, Whit and Eugene's adventure south of the border in Mexico.
Paragraph 7. Mr. Whitaker and I boarded Aeromexico Flight 812, bound for Mexico City later that week. Ms. Constance Kendall, my co-worker at Wits End, saw us off at the airport. As usual, her behavior was irrational, illogical, and emotional to the extreme, due mainly to her disappointment at not going. She fairly gushed with affection at the prospect of Mr. Whitaker's departure, while for myself, she reserved a stony silence on the way to the airport and an abrupt, "Have fun, Eugene," as we boarded, as though fun was our purpose in going. I suppose there was some small justification for her hard feelings, but really now she had neither the archaeological, historical, technical, nor language expertise necessary for an undertaking of this nature. Besides, it was my turn to go. Paragraph 8. We arrived in Mexico City that afternoon. The city was a mural of contrasts, at once fabulously rich and grindingly poor, hideously ugly and astonishingly beautiful. It was also very hot, which didn't change throughout our stay. We took adjoining rooms on the second floor at the Hotel Mazatlan, where, despite the poor telephone system, Mr. Whitaker managed to contact Dan Ysidro.
All right, Dan. Yeah, we'll see you shortly then. Hey, are you sure you're all right? Yes, I know this phone line isn't the greatest in the world, but you sound stressed. I know. You'll explain everything when you get here. Okay. Bye. Eugene?
I'm in my room, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm attempting to make telephonic communication a bit easier by modifying my portable tape player into an amplification device. There we go. That should do it. Now I simply turn it on and... Ooh, must cross some wires somewhere.
Well, we won't be needing it anyway, Eugene. Turns out that Dan's hotel's very close by. He'll be here in a few minutes.
Did he provide any further details about the contents of the package he sent you?
Only what we already know, that it's an ancient map of this area.
That reminds me, Mr. Whitaker, what would a missionary be doing with such an historical artifact?
Well, in addition to being a missionary, Eugene, Dan is also an archaeologist.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then he must be on the trail of an important find, and the map is the key.
But if that's the case, then why would he send it to me in the United States?
An excellent question. Perhaps he had to. Perhaps he's being followed and he had to get rid of the map for a while.
Oh, I think that's a little far-fetched.
I wouldn't be too sure, Mr. Whitaker. Remember, both my parents were lost on an archaeological expedition.
That was an accident, Eugene.
Well, nevertheless, the archaeological world can be very cutthroat when it comes across a good find. It's best to be on our guard.
I'll keep that in mind. Say, that was quick. I guess his hotel really is close. All right, I'm coming. How in the world are you? I'm sorry.
Don't be. It is not often that my associates and I are greeted with such warmth.
Well, I was expecting someone else.
So I surmised. You are John Whitaker?
Yes, I am.
I am Inspector Roberto Cordova. These are my associates. We are from the Mexico City Police.
Police?
Who is there?
Oh, that's just my associate. Come on out, Eugene. This is Eugene Meltzner.
El Cuarto.
Well, there's no one else here, Inspector.
I think I will check just the same. Pronto!
Before you cause an international incident, Inspector, would you mind telling me what this is all about?
International incident?
Yes, the U.S. government doesn't take kindly to having its citizens bullied by a friendly neighbor.
I am not aware of any bullying going on here. My men and I are simply conducting a search that is legal in this country.
Well, what are you searching for?
The man in this picture. Do you know him?
It's Dan Ysidro.
Eugene.
Then you do know him.
Well, what if I do?
Jefe.
Pardon me. Sí.
El hombre no está aquí.
Bien. Espérame por la escalera.
Sí.
Like I told you, no one else is here.
You wouldn't happen to know where Señor Ysidro is, would you?
Not at the moment.
Muy experto. Very cleverly put, Mr. Whitaker.
What would you want with Mr. Ysidro, if I may ask?
We want to question him in connection with a robbery.
Robbery?
Grand theft, actually. He stole a very valuable historical artifact. A map.
Stolen?
That's impossible.
What makes you think so?
Dan Ysidro is a missionary, one of the finest and most committed I've ever known. Well, he just wouldn't do anything like that.
Really? Well, perhaps he's not so missionary-minded as you like to think. Are you certain you know nothing of his whereabouts?
At the present, no.
I see. You know, Mexico is a wonderful place to visit. But it can also be a terrible place to people who do not cooperate. I will be in touch with you, Mr. Whitaker.
I'm sure you will, Inspector. Look, I've been in this town for less than a day, and you already know who I am, where I'm staying, and who my friends are. If I run into Daniel Sidro, I have a feeling you'll be the first one to know.
Adios, Mr. Whitaker.
Adios to you.
Can it be true, Mr. Whitaker? Do you think Daniel Sidro really stole the map?
No, Eugene, I don't. But I would like to know...
Know what?
Shh. Listen.
It's coming from the window.
Oh, my goodness, it's Dan. Hey, give me a hand here, Eugene.
Certainly, Miss Whitaker.
There you
are. Oh, gracias, mi amigos. I wasn't sure how much longer I was going to be able to hold on. Hey, Whit, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you too, Dan. You remember Eugene Meltzner?
Of course I do. ¿Cómo está, Eugene?
Fine, thank you. At least I was until a few minutes ago.
Well, what are you doing outside the window?
Oh, just hanging around. Waiting for our friend Inspector Cordova to leave.
Oh, then he is the police.
Oh, yes, but not the Mexico City police. He's from my country.
Nicaragua?
Yes, he followed me here. I saw him come up the stairs. Figured it probably wasn't a good idea to pop in right at the moment. So I crawled out on the ledge. You know, two stories is a lot higher than it looks.
Dan, why are the police chasing you?
The police aren't. Cordova is.
Oh.
He's not functioning in an official capacity. He's more of a competitor.
Then you are on the trail of an important find?
Oh, yes. Muy importante. The biggest of my career. Whit, I think I've discovered the hiding place of the Cross of Cortez.
We'll have more of today's adventure in Odyssey right after this. And now, back to the adventure.
Really? You found the Cross of Cortez?
I believe so, yes.
I'm afraid I'm not as up on Mexican history as either of you. What is the Cross of Cortez?
Mr. Whitaker, it's the crucifix worn by Hernan Cortez when he defeated the Aztec nation and conquered Mexico.
Well, that much I do know.
Well, legend holds that the cross is embodied with some sort of supernatural power.
Power?
Yes, making the wearer almost invincible in battle, much as the sword Excalibur did in the King Arthur stories.
Oh.
Yes, only the cross really exists.
Well, if that's so, then this is truly a remarkable find. Its value is inestimable.
Oh, that's a pretty big if, isn't it?
I used to think so, too. All my life I heard about the cross, and I thought it was just a legend. Until I came across the map. Then when I saw the symbol, I knew it was true.
Yes, the map.
You saw it for yourself, didn't you? The cross at the bottom of Corazón del Diablo.
Well, we saw it.
Well, then bring the map out and let me show you the rest. You did bring it with you, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Well, then what are you waiting for? What is the matter?
Dan, Cordova claims you stole the map.
Of course he does, Whit. I told you, he's a competitor. You don't believe him, do you?
Well, I don't want to.
Come on, Whit, I did not steal the map.
Well, if you don't mind my asking, where did you get it?
I found it in a small bookstore in Managua. That's what archaeologists do, you know, find things. Sometimes in the ground, sometimes in bookstores. Then I bought it. Well, I'd show you a receipt, but they don't give them out here. I can try calling the owner if you'd like.
No, Dan, you're right. I am being overly suspicious. Go get the map, will you, Eugene?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, Dan.
No hay problema, mis amigos. If I were in your shoes, I'd be suspicious, too, especially with everything that's happened to you today.
I would like to know how Cordova knew who I was and where I'd be staying.
Well, I do have to take blame for that, I'm afraid.
You?
Yes, I underestimated him. He knew I wouldn't keep the map anywhere near me, and since I'm unfamiliar with Mexico City, that could only mean that I would have to send it to someone. He must have broken into my room, searched through my things, and found the church newsletter that contained your trip itinerary.
Well, that still shouldn't have helped him any.
Except for the fact that I underlined your name and the date you were to arrive.
And from there, it was just a simple matter of watching the airport until I got here.
See.
But why didn't he just demand the map when he came to the door?
He couldn't be certain that you had it. And he really couldn't search your bags for fear you might call his bluff.
I would have, you know.
Why do you think I sent you the map?
Speaking of which...
Here you are, Mr. Isidro.
Gracias, Eugene.
Eugene, you better watch the door.
Yes, sir, Mr. Whitaker.
He's a good man.
In more ways than one.
Were you able to figure out anything on the map?
Very little. Eugene identified Tenochtitlan, and I was able to figure out Corazon del Diablo. And, well, we saw the cross, but we didn't know what it meant.
You know almost as much as I do. The key to this map are these symbols down here at the bottom. They are ancient Aztec symbols. Not many people know how to interpret them. I figured out enough to know that the cross is hidden somewhere inside Corazon del Diablo.
Just somewhere?
Unfortunately, yes. El Corazon is made up of two volcanoes. In English, they are called Smoking Rock and the White Lady. It's a treacherous place. Many people have gone in and not come out. But I believe these symbols will lead us in safely.
Well, now, if we can just find an interpreter, we'll be all set.
I'm way ahead of you, Whit. I've already contacted someone who can not only interpret the symbols, but guide us to the right place. Name's Mendoza.
Oh, well, when do we meet him?
Tomorrow at the bullfights. And Whit, Mendoza's not a him. It's a her.
A her?
Paragraph 23. Mr. Isidro stayed with us that night because Mr. Whitaker felt it was unsafe for him to go back to his hotel. The three of us spent the better part of the evening making an exact copy of the map, which Mr. Whitaker then carried. If something happened to one copy, we always had the other to fall back on, figuratively speaking, of course. That accomplished, we turned in early. It was felt a good night's sleep was needed to prepare us for the following day. Paragraph 24. Bullfighting has been called Mexico's most popular sport, but this is inaccurate for two reasons. First, soccer, in Spanish, fútbol, is really the most popular sport, and second, bullfighting is technically not a sport at all. It is really a performance, a spectacle, almost a ballet. Paragraph 25. We arrived at the arena full of excitement and caution and made our way to our seats.
Well, now, how are we supposed to contact this Mendoza girl?
We aren't. She said to come and sit in our seats and she would contact us.
Well, I'm not sure it was a wise idea for you to come with us, Dan.
Actually, Whit, a crowd like this is the best place for me.
Oh?
There's safety in numbers. Cordova knows I've told you about him. Now that we're three, soon to be four, he wouldn't dare move against us. What was that?
Just me. Sorry.
Eugene, why'd you bring that device with you?
Well, Mr. Whitaker, I was trying to get it back into its original working condition, but I don't seem to be having much success.
You should be careful. You might scare the bulls with that thing.
Huh? Thank you very much, Senora...
It's Senorita. And just call me Mendoza.
Mendoza? Gentlemen, I think we have just made contact.
Mendoza.
Hello, Isidro. ¿Cómo está?
Bien, bien, ¿y tú?
Ay, así, así. Who do we have here?
These are my partners, John Whitaker and Eugene Meltzner.
How do you do?
Juan? Eugene.
That's Eugene.
Whatever. Ay, es un hombre muy guapo. Tiene una cara muy linda.
What's she saying?
I think she likes you.
I like you too, Mendoza.
You can call me Maria.
Gracias, Mendoza. Mr. Whitaker,
I understand you're going to help us decode some symbols.
In good time. Have you ever seen a bullfight, Eugene?
No, actually, Mendoza, this is my first one.
Oh, es una cosa muy especial. You see, a bullfight is not really a contest between the man and the bull. It is really between a man and himself.
Really? Does the bull know that?
Actually, the contest only lasts until the matador is prepared to kill the bull.
Till the mat... kill?
See, that is how all bullfights end. It is magnifico!
Did you mean to say that they actually kill the bull in public? In front of everyone? Including me?
Yes.
Well, that's barbaric. I really don't think I want to see this.
But they are almost ready for the first bull. Where are you going?
Outside.
Are you all right, Eugene?
I think I need to visit the restroom, Mr. Whitaker. How do you say it again?
¿Dónde está el baño?
Thank you. ¿Dónde está el baño? ¿Dónde está el baño? Thank you very much.
Be careful, Eugene.
Isidro, ¿qué hay? ¿No se siente bien?
Oh, sí, sí, sí. Él tiene el corazón débil.
Ay, qué lástima.
What was that all about?
Oh, she asked if he was all right. I said yes, but that he has a weak heart.
Well, right now, I don't think it's his heart that's weak.
They actually intend to kill a bull. Utterly barbaric. Even the thought of it is sickening. Whew. Now get a hold of yourself, Eugene. You just need to splash a little cold water on your face, that's all. Now, what was that phrase? Donde está el... what was the word? Baño. That's it. Donde está el baño? Baño. I don't see that word in any signs around here. Oh, there's a policeman. Maybe he can help me. pardon me? Donde está el baño?
El baño está por aquí.
A key? No, I don't need a key. I need el baño.
Sí, sí. El baño está por aquí. Aquí, aquí. Por la puerta.
Oh, you mean through this door?
Sí, sí, la puerta.
Oh, thank you. That is, muchas gracias, señorita.
De nada, señor. Don't mention it.
Huh. This is an odd restroom. Seems more like a long corridor. Ooh. Wish they'd clean up in here. I wish the lighting were better, too. You can barely see your hand in front of your face. Uh-oh.
Well, I wonder what's taking Eugene so long.
You want me to check on him?
No. I'll do. Oh, looks like I'm gonna miss the beginning. Thanks a lot, Eugene.
Ahí viene el primer toro. ¡Ay! ¡No es posible!
Wait! I know where Eugene is.
What? Where?
Down there, in the arena.